This BizNews briefing is brought to you by Investec Business Banking. Make the move from business as usual to Investec Business Banking.
This is your BizNews briefing. I'm Bronwyn Nielsen. It's Thursday, the 15th of May. President Cyril Ramaphosa says his administration will continue to push for transformation in the country. Ramaphosa was speaking at the Africa CEO Forum in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, and he says the 49 white Afrikaners who have left for the US are not facing any persecution in South Africa. Trump's administration is offering a refugee program to some white South Africans it claims are facing discrimination.
We've raised our own concern because those people who are being enticed to go to the United States do not fit the definition of a refugee. A refugee is someone who has to leave their country out of fear of political persecution, religious persecution. They don't fit that bill. They don't fit that description. And I had a conversation with President Trump on the phone, and he said, what's happening down there? And I said, President, what you've been told by those people who are opposed to transformation back home in South Africa is not true. And I added to him, I said, we were well taught by Nelson Mandela and other iconic leaders like Oliver Tambo on how to continue to build a united nation out of the diverse groupings that we have in South Africa. We're the only country on the continent where the colonizers came to stay, and we have never driven them out of our country. So they are staying, and they are making great progress. It's a fringe grouping that does not have a lot of support, that is anti-transformation and anti-change, that would actually prefer to see South Africa going back to apartheid type of policies.
Gayton McKenzie wants all foreigners out of his department. He recently directed all the entities under the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture to prioritize South Africans for employment opportunities. McKenzie didn't hold back on his opinion on employing foreigners over local talent.
The biggest crisis facing our country is unemployment. Unemployment has the potential of causing massive riots in this country. Then some of you sitting here has the audacity to hire foreigners instead of South Africans. I don't care how you used to do it, but for as long as I am the minister, there will be no foreigner that will work in an entity while a South African can do the same thing. I want you to know this year, I'm busy with it. Some of you that want to defend it will be fired. Because none of you sitting here would have had a job today if people were having the same backward thinking that some of you are displaying when it comes to local labor. Nobody in this room, I check your CVs, has a special skill. Not one. Not one of us in this room has a special skill that you can't find in this country. Not one person in this room. But you have a job. Now imagine if somebody has given your job to a foreigner. There's no foreigner that will work in the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture that does not have a special skill. Not one. So if you are foreigners, I mean, there's entities. A PA, a handyman, a driver. I expect the CEOs, I expect the board chairpersons and the whole board to take action within 2 weeks after receiving my letter tomorrow. You take action. What is action? They must go, and you must replace them with South Africans. It is not xenophobic. You are not a chairperson in Zimbabwe. You are not a chairperson in Angola. You can go to all those entities in Zimbabwe and Angola and tell me if you can find a South African. We must leave the self-hate of our people. Nothing that you can say to me will explain to me the rationale or the justification to have foreigners without a special skill. If we're doing something in the, let's say, astronaut, thing has a special skill to be an astronaut. I could understand that. But we are not NASA here. We are DSEC. So go and get your house in order because the storm is coming. I'm going to be relentless. Even if it means the CEOs has to go so we can put CEOs that love South Africans. Nothing occupies my mind for the next 3 weeks like the foreigners working in your department. I want them out. I said it. I want them out. Get them out before I get you out.
The South African budget is being tabled next week. I caught up with Davi Roert from the Efficient Group to get his expectations third time around.
What is going to happen? Two things. They will get the DA on board before the Minister of Finance tables his budget. Because, I mean, you can't have a disaster like this again. That's the first thing. But I also know there will not be a VAT increase. I'm very sure about that. So that's the second thing. But, you know, the real big items, or the main issue here is that the state simply spends too much money. So the real big items, when you talk about things like, for example, the wage bill, will the DA demand a reduction in, or demand the Minister of Finance to increase the salary bill of the civil servants by less than 5.5%? Because remember in Budget 1 and 2, he announced that civil servant salaries will go up by 5.5%, which is far too high, by the way. Will the DA, will they actually request the Minister of Finance to increase that by less? So that is the main issue here, main question. But I think, generally speaking, the important points here are, will the DA actually fall in line when it comes to more borrowing? Will they? Because that's what it looks like to me. I can't see how they're going to substantially reduce state expenditure, which means then an increase in borrowing, and will the DA go along with that? I tell you, if they go along with that, I am, as a commentator, I am going to make life very difficult for them as well. So the only alternative for the Minister of Finance is to reduce expenditure. And to do that, yeah, that's not going to be easy because the bulk of money goes to people in any event. And if you spend less money on people, then people tend to get angry at you. So this is going to be an interesting one. But two things I'm sure of. The DEA will be on the side of the Minister of Finance. And secondly, there will not be a VAT increase.
And the Minister of Finance is not going to announce his resignation as he tables the budget?
He should have resigned a long time. No. I don't think he should have resigned previously because, I mean, you can't leave the ship in the middle of the storm. But I certainly hope that he's going to resign after this budget. Really, the way that he managed this was just not good enough. Not only him, by the way, many other political parties. The best part of all of this is looking at some of the rats and mice. All of a sudden, even the ANC, all trying to take the credit for the not increase in VAT. Even the ANC, although it comes from their political party. Yeah, but the small political parties, Muzi Maimane's political party and Herman Mashaba's political party, Action South Africa, and a couple of those, they're all trying to take the credit for the fact that that's not going to be increased. I think that is childish. I think it looks like a bunch of amateurs. All our political leaders, really, most of them, not all of them, most of them manage this really, really like amateurs.
At Sun Exchange, we make going solar simple, profitable, and completely risk-free. Join over 100 satisfied South African customers already enjoying the benefits of risk-free solar. Start saving today. Visit sunexchange.com and join the solar revolution.
In the world of business banking, projections, numbers, and your bottom line can often triumph over relationships. At Investec, we value both. That's why we understand that running a successful business takes endurance, drive, and partners who are willing to walk the journey with you. Make the move from business as usual to Investec Business Banking. Out of the ordinary.
AfriMatch reported full year results today, and Alec Hogg sat down with longtime CEO Andries van Heerden to get the story behind the numbers. Let's dip into that conversation.
This time round, we had almost a perfect storm, if I can use the pun, where we things just happened simultaneously, and the impact was quite severe. We saw a dramatic pullback in iron ore prices, both domestically and internationally. That had quite a significant impact on our business, and that coincided with the takeover of Lafarge, that is what we've always done. We've always bought businesses that are in distress. We know it's the first couple of years are not so easy, and then normally it works very well for us. This time around, the two coincided, and just the losses in the cement business and the reduction in iron ore prices, that explains about 85% of the reduction in profit year on year.
Yeah, and when you say reduction of profits, the headline earnings per share, I won't say collapsed, because at least they are headline earnings, but down from 567 cents to 72 cents. And you know you're in our portfolio, Andres. You're part of the BizNews tribe now. They're watching this very closely. And I guess really Lafarge is the story here. You've spent a lot of money. It's the biggest acquisition. The brand is well known. It makes cement. You seemed, when we last spoke, 6 months after your half-yearly results, that you might have bought a bargain. When I read through the accounting now, it suggests it wasn't a bargain. In fact, you've had to do the opposite of what you did at the half-year stage and not write up the asset that you bought, but actually write it down.
Yeah, I think the accounting treatment, that's always that's up to the accountants to make sure that the balance sheet is as good a reflection of the reality as it can be, and not to try and create a false picture. That's always what we'd be trying to do. From an operational perspective, I really do think this is a really good business. We've seen, and over the years, I've seen it many times. Every time we buy a business in distress and you start turning it around, that first couple of months is really, really tough. And remember, we took over in May last year, after more than a year after we actually shook hands on the deal with the previous owners. So that business, that ship was without a captain for more than a year because of the prolonged approval process. And over and above the fact that the business is already, in my view, not well managed, you know, in that year, a lot of damage was done. Which we've turned around, and it's going a lot better already. The business as a total now, as we speak, is profitable. The cement business is still marginal, but picking up very quickly, gaining market share, getting its operations under control again. But it was a very, very sick patient that we took on board in May.
That full interview is available on the BizNews YouTube platform. Now, moving on, the SABC says it needs about 7.3 billion rand to fund costs related to its public mandate. The public broadcaster says as a result, it was compelled to take from commercial revenue funds to settle funding for programs related to the public mandate. CEO Nomsa Chabedi revealed this in Parliament, where the corporation briefed the Standing Committee on public accounts, on the audit outcomes and financial performance for the 23-24 financial year.
The current funding of the SABC is unsustainable. It would be remiss of me not to say that. We've spoken about the competitiveness in this industry, whereby there's new competitors that have entered our market, and we are genuinely unable to compete at the speed of change with our current funding, because it requires some serious investments for us to be able to actually be present and play a role when it comes to the new audiences that we are seeing. And currently, as I spoke earlier, that our funding model is such that we have to be commercially competitive. So we currently are getting 4% in the form of a grant via the DCDT. What the SABC is asking for and really are railing call is not a grant, is not a bailout. We genuinely are not in the market for a bailout. But what we are asking is that the SABC must be funded in order to deliver the public mandate. This is not unique to the SABC. Globally, public broadcasters around the world are funded. It's not unique to us. In first world countries, the numbers are enormous because there is a recognition of the importance of public service media, especially in a world, if you look at what the World Economic Forum said, is that the number one risk globally at the moment is disinformation and misinformation. We actually play a very critical role because from an editorial perspective, the quality that is required, the most important thing for us is the trust quotient. We can't let go of that. So in our current form, in order to be able to meet the demands of the public mandate, we are saying that the SABC has to be funded. And that funding obviously had to be addressed via the SABC bill. We spoke earlier to say the Broadcast Act is no longer valid for the type of innovation that we've seen and the disruption that we've seen in the media industry.
On the international front, Tencent has reaffirmed a commitment to keep spending on developing AI, which may crimp profit growth in the short term. But by integrating the technology across a suite of products, it hopes to reap longer-term revenue and improve the overall gaming experience. Our Bloomberg colleagues have more on the story.
Yeah, I think Tencent has just reported a very solid set of results. Their revenue growth was 13%, operating profit growth is 18%. The big beat is coming from their online game business. We see both their domestic and international game revenue accelerate to over 20% year-on-year growth. And that is driven by the revived growth of their evergreen game, that including Honor of Kings, Peacekeeping Elite, Crossfire, Valorant, as well as overseas, they have Delta Force and Path to Exile 2. They also have a new hit game such as DNF Mobile, Delta Force. Those is driving their first Q gaming revenue growth. They are also benefiting from the growing interest in shooting game in China. They also start incorporating AI in their game developments. The big competitive games such as Peacekeeping League that benefit most from the incorporation of AI. They are using AI to coach the new gamers so they can accompany the more experienced gamer. They are also using AI to prevent hacking as well as cheating in the games. And also for the NPC, they are now also powered by the LLM. So in the past, the NPC in the game has a preset dialogue with the gamers, but now if you empowered by LLM, they can analyze the gamers on an individual basis. For example, your energy level, your equipment, conditions, and they can suggest different tactics for the gamers that can increase the user engagement and also monetization in the future. In the longer run, they can even use AI to create content in the games or even create dynamic contents in the game with the gamers based on the gamers' interactions. So there's still a lot of things they can do to incorporate AI to empower the game revenues in the future. Their online advertising growth also accelerate to over 20%, and that is boosted by the ad technology upgrades, a strong traffic growth on video accounts, and also new growth driver from search, as well as their revenue growth from their mini programs. They are also upgrading their tech advertising technology significantly. They're still in the early stage of doing that. They deepened the understanding of the content as well as the products and matching the user interest there. We still see there's a long way to grow because last year's Tencent game revenue is only 120 billion. That's 9% market share in China advertising market. They are nowhere in search and e-commerce ads. So if they can, that's 60% of the market, if they can get 10, 15% of the market share in the search and e-commerce ad, their advertising market share can double in the future.
That brings us to the end of today's BizNews briefing. We'll be back on Monday with more context on both the global and local front. Thanks as always for watching.
This BizNews briefing is brought to you by Investec Business Banking. Make the move to private banking service now for your business.